weekly anime review podcast. Visit us on the web at weeklyanimereview.com.
This is the Weekly Anime Review Podcast, Episode 5, for October 6, 2005. How you doing? I'm your host, Aaron. I want to apologize for being a little late with this episode. I've had some responsibilities with work and life, and just random things have been keeping me really busy lately that have been keeping me away from doing the podcast, and I apologize for that. But I'm back now. Everything has settled down, so getting the podcast out shouldn't be a problem in the future. So I appreciate all of you hanging in there and sending me email and asking me what the heck was going on. I do appreciate it. I have an email this week from Aaron over at the Ninja Consultants podcast about my Densha Otoko review. Aaron wanted to point out that the opening to Densha Otoko is actually an homage to the Daikon 4 opening animation, which also features a magical bunny girl and the same ELO song. See, Daikon 4 was a fan-produced anime short for a convention back in Japan in 1983. The people who created the short went on to form Gainax, which you should know is a very popular Japanese studio. It's been well known for shows such as Evangelion, FLCL, and of course the fan favorite Otaku no Video, which also features the same bunny girl. So thanks a lot, Aaron, for bringing that to my attention. I didn't realize that was an homage to it, as I'd never seen that animation clip before, so thanks for bringing that to my attention. Very cool stuff. And all of you out there should go and check out Aaron's podcast, the Ninja Consultant podcast, which she does with her boyfriend, Noah. Very cool stuff. The last few episodes have been their coverage of Otakon, which I found to be pretty cool. Let's go over to their webpage, ninjaconsultant.com, and check out their podcast. These past couple weeks, I've also got around to finishing up the Densha Otoko TV series that I reviewed the last episode. If you remember correctly, I'd only seen the first four episodes last time I talked about this, and I've seen all 11 now, and I can tell you that I still like it. It's still great, and it's still worth checking out. Overall, I think I'd give this series an 8 out of 10. Very cool stuff. You can check the show notes from episode 4 if you want to go find that. Due to popular demand this week, I am going to bring you a relatively spoiler-free review of Neon Genesis Evangelion. Unless you're new to anime, or if you've been living under a rock for the past 10 years, you've probably heard of or have seen Eva. But I've been pretty busy. People keep asking for me to do an Eva review, and I feel kind of lazy, and I haven't been really watching anything new this past couple weeks. So, here you go. Enough people ask me, so here's your Evangelion review. Be warned that this review does contain some minor spoilers, so you have been warned. Just a quick reminder before we get into the review, if you would like to contact me by email, you can do so at weeklyanimereview@gmail.com, and all show notes and other things can be found at our website at weeklyanimereview.com.
You're listening to the Weekly Anime Review Podcast.
Neon Genesis Evangelion is a very popular anime series in both the US and Japan, and it has just celebrated its 10th anniversary in Japan. The series follows the character Shinji Ikari, as he is called to Tokyo 3 by his father. His father Gendo is the head of an organization called NERV that has been formed to defeat the attacks of strange alien-like creatures called angels. Conventional weapons have no effect against these angels. So to combat these monsters, NERV uses giant biomechanical robots called Evas, which are piloted by 14-year-olds. In the first couple of episodes, Shinji is forced into piloting an Eva, something he has no idea how to do, but repels an angel attack anyway. Ava takes place in 2015, 15 years after the apocalyptic Second Impact. The Second Impact reportedly occurred when a meteor struck in Antarctica, wiping out half the world's population and tilting the world Earth on its axis. The show first begins as a typical mecha anime. A young boy discovers he can pilot a giant robot and uses it to battle against an enemy. You see this in many different mecha shows. It's pretty stereotypical, such as Gundam and many others. However, unlike other mecha shows, we slowly begin to see the connections of a bigger conspiracy between Nerve, the Second Impact, the Avas, the Angels, and Seeley, an Illuminati-like shadow organization that is trying to use Nerve and the Avas for its own means. The characters also make the show. They're easy to identify with on an emotional level, and all have their own emotional and psychological handicaps. After living through or after the Second Impact, it's hardly surprising. All the characters have their own very human-like problems and issues, even when the end of the world might be happening all around them. The director Hideki Anno suffered from a long depression prior to creating Evangelion. Much of the show is based on his own experiences in dealing with his depression and going through therapy. For the main characters, we have Shinji Ikari. He's the young Ava pilot who has been separated from his father for several years and whose mother died during the Second Impact. He's lived alone for several years and doesn't know how to respond well to other people. You have Rei Ayanami, who's the quiet and enigmatic Ava pilot. There's Asuka Langley Soru, who's the lively, outgoing, redheaded Ava pilot who suffers from painful experiences with her own mother. Misato Katsuragi is in charge of the Ava pilots and is the tactical officer, and who has first-handedly witnessed the horror of the Second Impact herself. Rutsuko Agagi, she's the head nerve scientist who also has unresolved emotional issues with her mother. Then there's Gendo Ikari, the head of nerve and Shinji's father, who is driven by the death of his wife Yui during the Second Impact, and he's so been driven and caught up in that he has neglected his son for several years. Evangelion was first released in Japan in 1995, and it runs for 26 episodes and a full-length feature film. The film End of Evangelion was released after fan backlash due to the last two episodes of the TV series. While the movie answers some questions about the series, it raises many more than it actually answers. Ava was released several different ways in the US. The TV series is licensed in the US by ADV Films. It was first released on VHS with both subtitled and English dubbed versions, and then later released on Laserdisc, but only the first few episodes came out on LD before it was discontinued. Ava was later released on an 8-volume DVD set. While these DVDs collected all 26 episodes of the series, there wasn't very much extras. They're pretty much non-existent on these first DVDs. I think all you had for extras was the beginning and outro textless openings and closings. That's pretty much all you had for extras. But more recently, ADV has released the Ava Platinum Collection, which was originally released in Japan as the renewal of Evangelion DVD set for Ava's 10th anniversary. It features fully remastered audio and video. Both the English and Japanese audio tracks have been remastered in 5.1 Dolby Surround sound. The video is the most astounding upgrade in this set. Compared to the washed out and grainy video of the original DVD set, the colors just jump off the screen. The screen jitter between scenes has been removed as well, resulting in smoother edits between the scenes. The original jitter was reportedly there because Ava had such a small budget that the film was edited entirely by hand. It's entirely a matter of taste saying which of the DVD sets is better. I've watched the series in its original form so many times, but there's certain things I still like about the old set. The screen jitter never really bothered me, and it gave the show character. But I know it really bugged some people, and some people just couldn't watch it because of the jittery movement between the different scenes and the edits. Being such a huge Ava fan and an Ava otaku, I couldn't pass up on these new Platinum Edition DVDs. The new DVDs look absolutely amazing and are worth upgrading, even if you own the original set as I do. But for historical sake, I won't be getting rid of the old set anytime soon, Not to mention I paid an arm and a leg for it when it originally came out. There are a nice set of extras on the Platinum DVDs as well, which are not available on the original DVD set. Each volume comes with a nice 12-page booklet of stills and liner notes about each of the episodes. The DVDs feature commentaries from the English crew and voice cast, full-length animatics, clean openings and closings, two Mythology of Evangelion featurettes, and that Little Redhead Girl featurette on Tiffany Grant, who is the English voice actress of Asuka. It's a nice little extra. It shows Ms. Grant's extensive Asuka merchandise collection. She's really into Eva as well, and has been known to show up in conventions in a red Asuka plug suit. I actually saw her at OhioCon 2003 wearing it, and it's actually pretty cool. The Platinum DVDs also feature both the originally aired versions of episodes 21 through 24, as well as the director's cuts. The director's cuts were released a video in Japan and were never aired on TV there. They add some nice new animation and help bridge the series and the movie better. ADV originally released these in their own volumes that complement the first set, but they've both versions have been included on the new Platinum DVDs. The End of Eva movie is available in the US on DVD from Manga Entertainment, as well as the Death and Rebirth feature. Death and Rebirth is a two-part feature. The first part, Death, recaps the entire series, but does add some nice new animation sequences. The second part, Rebirth, is simply the first half of the End of Eva movie. It's really not worth picking up, in my opinion, unless you're like me and you're an Eva completist and you gotta see every little thing about Eva. Since Eva's been around for 10 years now, it has been extremely popular both here and in Japan, and there is a ton of merchandise available. Tons of CD soundtracks, action figures, wall scrolls, posters, and everything else you can think of is available for you to buy out there, many of which are now available domestically in the US, such as the CD soundtracks. You no longer have to fork out the money for the expensive Japanese releases or worry about buying weird bootleg CDs from Taiwan, because pretty much all the Japanese Eva soundtracks have been released here with the same packaging and everything, but cost half as much because you're not importing them from Japan, which is very cool. The manga is also available in the US, though I personally have never read it. It's a slightly different take on the whole Eva storyline, and isn't just a rehash of this series. There are also a ton of video games based on the series, but most are simulation-type games which require working knowledge of the Japanese language, and as a result, I haven't played any of them, because I don't know Japanese. So far, no Eva games have been released in the US. Personally, my favorite piece of Eva merchandise that I own is the Japanese Evangelion Memorial Theater Laserdisc box set. It includes both the End of Eva and Death and Rebirth movies in a beautiful gatefold packaging for both, and a ton of extra goodies. These goodies include a mass-produced Eva plushie, an LD-sized booklet, you have a Unit 1 translucent model kit, you have a Rei Ayanami glow-in-the-dark figure, a 900-page book including all the storyboards for both movies, 18 trading cards with all the Laserdisc cover art for the series, and three cool Evangelion telephone cards which feature both Rei and Asuka. Evangelion is my most favorite anime of all time, and it's the anime that really got me hooked and into anime in the first place. If for some reason you haven't seen this series, you really need to do so. Not only do you have a great action with great characters, it has plenty of WTF moments that will keep you coming back to rewatch it over and over again just to trying to figure out what is going on. I give Eva a 9.5 out of 10, and it would have gotten a perfect 10 for me if it wasn't for those last two episodes. As the End of Eva movie wasn't available in the US for many, many years, I was forced to wait to find out how the series ended. While this is an issue now since everything is really readily available, I still took off half a point due to the emotional stress it caused me originally. It really freaked me out bad that I couldn't see the rest of the show because the movie was only available in Japan. But that's really not an issue now. But still, it freaked me out. I'm taking off half a point. This review only really scratches the surface of the show without giving too much away, because you can't get really in-depth conversation into Eva without really spoiling a lot of the show. And this review is basically, if you want to get into it, give you a basic idea of what it's about and get you out there to pick up or rent the DVDs. If you haven't seen the show, or if you haven't seen the show all the way through, do yourself a favor and rent or buy this series immediately. Even if you don't really care for it, which some people have been known not to care for it, but most people love it that I've talked to, it's really a series that every anime fan should see at least once in their lives, just so you can see what all the hoopla is about. That'll do it this week for this week's episode of the Weekly Anime Review. I want to thank everybody who emailed me and suggested that I do an Evangelion show. Hopefully this has satisfied your appetites for it, and I hope it has been informative enough for you. Remember, drop me an email if you want at weeklyanimereview@gmail.com with any of your comments or suggestions, or if you have any questions, or if you want to get into a more in-depth Ava discussion, send your questions my way. The PodSafe music this week was courtesy of the band Flukes from the PodSafe Music Network. You can find that at music.podshow.com. I will provide a link in the show notes. And if you want to send me an email, as I said before, send it to me at weeklyanimereview@gmail.com. And you can also visit our website at www.weeklyanimereview.com. There you'll find the show notes for all of our episodes, and you can also comment there if you don't want to send me an email. So thanks a lot. Next week we should get into some newer anime, so I will see you then. Thanks for listening. Tip, 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 tip